to the restaurant soon, Bill?
Yeah, I thought you might be. I would have got here earlier, but they went and shoved some traffic case in front of yours. Mm-hmm. No sense of priority. I suppose it's because the bloke had up was an MP. Special treatment. He didn't get off, mind.
Well, you're getting me confused. When you say you would have got here earlier, I mean, did we arrange that you were going to come round?
No. But I was talking to Rob earlier in the week, and he said he'd probably be busy. So, I decided to go and keep an eye on things for you.
Things?
The committal hearing at the magistrate's court.
Oh, God. Did you have to?
What is it, love? What have I done?
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, it's not your fault.
I don't understand, though. You can't have forgotten.
Can't I?
Well, I wouldn't have thought something like that.
Oh, nor would I a few weeks ago, but I have been learning slowly to put it out of my mind as much as possible. Of course, I knew the case was coming up again, but somehow I've been managing to ignore it.
Muggins came and spoilt it for you.
Well, if it hadn't been you, it would have been someone else. I suppose someone from the police will be in touch.
Well, they'll have to be at some stage. Your Mr. Digby is being sent for trial at the Crown Court.
Not my Mr. Digby, if you don't mind.
Work I can't do outright today, can I? Comes a-trying too hard.
Trying what?
To get back in your good books.
Oh.
Though maybe you still don't want me there.
Oh, Bill.
I've made a right mess of things, haven't I?
We're just as bad as each other.
We can be just as good again.
We can be friends. Well, we are friends.
Aye, but...
But that's all.
There was a time when we shared a bed on those terms.
And it was a mistake. Look, some people may be able to manage their lives like that, but not me. I know now that I have to be in love. And the way I feel about men at the moment, I don't know if it will ever happen again.
Not even if I were to say I was in love with you, now?
I don't want to hurt you, Bill. But I don't think I could believe it.
Oh. Well, better not say it, then. What I don't say, you can't not believe.
That's true.
Any road, I'd best not hold you up any longer. Can I give you a lift to the restaurant?
No, thanks. I'd rather make my own way.
Aye, okay. I'll be off, then.
Thank you for bothering to go to the magistrate's court.
Don't be daft.
I suppose I should feel glad Digby hasn't got away with it. As yet.
Oh, I'm sure they'll nail him, love.
Mm. He's still on bail, I suppose.
Aye. Well, happen it'll be a few months before the trial.
Mm. Just hope I never bump into him, that's all.
Well, I expect he'll keep well clear of this area. But if he so much as comes near you, remember, you do have a friend. And one that'll willingly sort him out.
Yes, but in the meantime, I'm going to try and forget all about it again.
Not so fast, Dickon.
Oh, sorry.
I never could keep up with you in the old days, but now I'm definitely getting to the waddling stage. Oh, charming sight, isn't it?
I think it is.
Eh?
In a strange way.
Oh, you're soft. But I'm very glad you came and dragged me off for lunch.
I've never known anyone so unwilling to go to a pub.
It was my strict upbringing. Left me with all these self-denying tendencies. That's why I haven't let rip at you yet.
What for?
Shooting your mouth off again.
What?
I thought to mention it when we were talking about people gossiping back in the pub, but I didn't want to spoil the outing.
What am I supposed to have been saying about you, Debbie?
That I've decided to have the baby adopted, after all.
I haven't mentioned it to anybody.
Oh, yeah? So how did Shirley Edwards find out?
Not from me.
You live in the same house these days.
Oh, several floors apart. Debbie, I hardly know the woman. Even at the Herald, she works in accounts, so I only see her once in a blue moon.
Okay, I'll believe you. In that case, it must have been Carol. Oh, it's a blooming nuisance, whoever.
Why?
Well, she was round at the weekend asking to adopt the kid when it arrives. Oh. Yeah, I turned her down flat. But she's not the type to take no for an answer. She's a fanatic. I turned her down once before, you know.
Yes, it would be very difficult if you saw the child around. It might make you want to change your mind.
Oh, I doubt it. But you're right about one thing. I don't want the reminder around the place once it's all over. Well, here's my front door. You coming in?
No, thanks. I'd better get back to the fun factory.
Okay. Come and drag me out again soon, will you?
Certainly.
Now what's going on?
What is it?
Blooming key won't work. Carol! She was in when I left. Carol! Who do you think it is?
Oh, it's you, Debbie. Are you on your own?
No, I've got Dickon with me. But he won't bite. At least he usually doesn't.
Thanks for the compliment.
Oh, sorry, Debbie. I locked it from the inside. I had to.
Just to get me worried?
No. There were these guys here, you know, from the council.
What?
They wanted to know why we haven't moved out yet.
I hope you gave them half a dozen good reasons.
No, I didn't.
I would have if I'd been here.
Oh, I wish you had been. I panicked. I switched the latch and ran away upstairs.
Oh, typical.
I couldn't help it.
I don't mean you, I mean them. I wouldn't be surprised if they hung around waiting to get one of us on our own.
Oh, they're not that devious, surely.
Aren't they? Doesn't look that way from what I've been through the last few weeks. Certainly doesn't.
You're in demand again, Rob.
Eh?
The glamorous creature at table 5.
Oh, blimey. Can't you deal with it?
But she asked especially for you.
Tell her I'm busy.
Okay, but she'll be terribly upset, I'm sure.
Bet. Oh, all right. Here goes. Is there something wrong, madam?
Far from it.
Well, I thought there must be since you asked for the manager.
Are you the manager?
The assistant manager.
Even that is impressive. I'm afraid I merely asked for that charming young man. I've obviously presumed too far. Does it mean I shall get thrown out?
No. We'll let you off this time.
Oh, thank heaven. Would you care to sit down for a moment? This table is meant for two, and I feel so isolated.
Unfortunately, I have work to do.
Oh, but surely, how shall I put it? Fraternizing with your customers is part of the managerial prerogative, if not duty. It's not as if you were a waiter.
Which you thought I was a minute ago.
Touché. Well, if that had been the case, I don't know what I would have done. Hoped for inspiration, I suppose.
Yeah, well, why hope for things when you can ask?
You mean?
I mean, you could ask to see our selection of desserts, for instance. Shall I ask the waitress to bring the trolley over to you?
The sort of dessert that I desire doesn't come on trolleys.
In that case, would you like your bill?
Only if you're feeling tremendously cruel. In any case, I would like some coffee before I leave your domain. Could you bring me a cup?
I'll certainly see that someone does.
Having a good time?
Terrific. Give her some coffee.
Oh, doesn't she want to receive it from your own fair hand?
Yeah, but it's too risky. I'm tempted to pour it all over her. I wouldn't mind her not coming here again, but I don't want her suing the place.
Oh, bad as that is it.
She thinks it's a takeaway restaurant.
With you on the menu. Okay. Watch this from a safe distance. Auntie Sophie to the rescue. Black or white coffee, madam?
Oh, dear. Have I really frightened him away?
What, my fiancé, do you mean?
Your fiancé?
Yes. He's lovely, isn't he? I don't blame you for fancying him.
I notice he hasn't brought you a ring. Is he that hard up?
Oh, no, not at all. It's just that there hasn't been the time. When we're not here, we're much too busy. Black or white?
Bye, sir. Bye, Rob. See you tonight.
Bye, Wendy.
Yeah, cheers. Another coffee before I lock the place up.
Yes, why not?
Thanks again for saving me from a fate worse than something or other.
Well, it makes a change from you looking after me. You know, the odd thing is, she was really rather good looking underneath all the makeup and jewellery. I don't know why she felt she had to gild the lily. Hey, you probably would have fancied her if she hadn't been trying so hard.
I doubt it.
Oh, well. You know, I think I'm beginning to get my self-confidence back. Mind you, it took a bit of a blow this morning when Bill came and told me Digby's been sent for trial.
He has? I wasn't sure whether to ask.
Yes. So, in 6 months or whenever. But then I pulled myself together and managed to get through to Bill that it really is all over between us. And then I rescued you. You realise half our regulars will think we're engaged now.
Well, it can be on or off according to convenience.
Actually, it suits me quite well as a local rumour. But it is a bit unfair on you. There must be some of our female customers you've taken a liking to?
I'm not that way inclined, Sophie.
Oh, you mean a strict line twixt work and pleasure?
No, I mean girls don't turn me on at all, Sophie.
I've been thinking, Debbie. Debbie, are you listening?
What? What's happening?
Oh, I don't know how you can go to sleep.
Easy.
But at a time like this...
At a time like this, Carol, I still feel wrecked. Weren't you like that when you were pregnant?
No. I was dead restless. That's how come I had the baby in the shop. You know, I was working there because I couldn't stand doing nowt.
Oh. Yeah.
But I was wondering. I mean, do you think we ought to barricade the doors and windows?
You what?
Well, you know, in case those council guys come back.
As far as I can remember, they don't get to throw us out bodily for a while yet.
Even so, I'd feel safer.
Oh, look, Carol. For a barricade, you need wood and nails and that.
There's the floorboards.
Okay, go ahead.
Oh, you'd have to help me.
No, thanks. I'm too tired. Anyway, it's not the sort of labour pregnant ladies should go in for.
No, I suppose not.
Look, the fellas will be back soon.
Yeah.
Vince knows all the legal bit, so let's hear what he has to say first, before we start cutting ourselves off from the outside world. If there is a siege, do you think they'll let me go out to the antenatal clinic?
I don't know.
Blimey, Carol. Cheer up.
Oh, I can't, Deb. You know, I've got this premonition. They really are going to split us up this time.